number three of Sports Talk begins with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson, and it is an absolute pleasure to go to the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline to bring on not one, but two fantastic young men who are working hard and will likely hear their names called this next week with the MLB draft, the five-round affair that will take place over two nights. We have Tennessee's Alaric Solari and Garrett Crochet, who join us now. Alaric, hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Garrett, so good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to know you're here. Doing well, John.
Well, sure to appreciate your time. And before we get into what all of this has been like for you guys, first, want to get your reaction. And we'll start with you, Alaric, simply for the fact that you were the one that pointed out that he's got jokes. What has been your reaction to Tony Vitello joining the ranks of Twitter?
To be honest, it's much expected, just knowing Coach Vitello for a long time. He's always had that type of humor, so it's amazing just to see him on social media, to be honest.
And Garrett, of course, you somehow incurred his wrath, but have you talked with anybody in an official capacity at Tennessee for the cyberbullying that went on earlier this week?
No, sir, I haven't. We're still working on figuring that one out, but it is nice to see Coach Vitello on Twitter, though. He's got some good jokes, and just good to see him posting me and Al on there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, it really has been. Nobody could have planned on this, but why don't we start, Garrett, first with you, and then Alaric, get your thoughts on it. What was it like to just see the season take the turn it did? First of all, the incredible start that Tennessee got off to, but then unfortunately, right as you guys were going to load the bus and head to Columbia, South Carolina, the curtain fell on the 2020 campaign. Garrett, what was it like to just experience all that you did?
It's kind of hard to put into words the real heartbreak that I truly felt. I mean, I feel like everybody in that locker room knew that we were going to Omaha this year, and there was really no doubt about it. There's nothing that anybody could say that would change my mind. And on a personal front, I mean, just getting back in the rotation, and I was looking forward to going to South Carolina and hopefully putting a whooping on them for our first SEC series. Just sad that we didn't get to do that.
Alaric, you were all-conference at the end of last year, all-American at the start of this year. What was your 2020 campaign, and how difficult was it to see it end after that incredible performance you had against ETSU?
It was honestly saddened just because it was a great season going along. We started off pretty high. Just seeing the season go down like that, it kind of just was heartbreaking just because all the guys, you could tell that we're going to be a team that would have went far this year in the regionals, super regionals, and hopefully Omaha. And then, just like Garrett said, more on a personal level, I know that, like, from the scouting-wise, I didn't really do as much as I should have my first year. I had a good year, but I still had some more stuff to prove. So, I mean, I feel like it kind of cut me short on that side also.
Garrett, this is Jimmy Hyams. Good to talk to you. I just wanted to get your take on this season because Tennessee was off to a great start and you hadn't thrown a pitch and Camden Sewell was there as well. It looked like this was a team that was going to get even better than the start that you had.
Yeah. I mean, I was coming back. Sewell was coming back. Will Heflin was coming back.
I think we're having a bit of a difficulty with Garrett's line.
Is that you, Garrett?
No, this is Alaric. But I can kind of piggyback on that. Just knowing that we had those guys coming back and didn't really throw that much this year, it was kind of just – it was good just knowing, like, hey, we got a stud 97 up, and then we have a sophomore that was – actually a big piece in our pitching rotation. And then you also, like he said, we had Will Heflin coming back. So just knowing that we had those guys in relief coming out of injuries, it would have been a good season coming through with it.
And Alaric, if I recall, I think on Twitter you were kind of upset when they called the season. I think you said something like, give me my darn senior season back. Do you think that will have any impact on where you are drafted by Major League Baseball, not having that season?
I feel like it does play an impact, but at the end of the day, it's all about the opportunity. And I'm honestly just looking to get my name called in the top 5 rounds. And if that is something that happens, then I'll be blessed with that and just be able to work my way up.
Garrett, if you could, following up on the question about how you and a couple other pitchers hadn't really got going and how this team was likely headed in a great direction.
We just continue to have a fly in this ointment. So
curveball.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a curveball.
Or, as we just saw in the video not so long ago, 100-mile-an-hour fastball. That's what it was. Alaric, what has it been for you to join this Tennessee program and play your first year at Tennessee, your second year of college ball, and then have the Cape Cod experience you had and then come back with all the attention that you had earned with your performance in 2019?
It was an amazing experience just to get the opportunity, to be honest. I thank Coach Botello for coming to recruit me out of San Jack. Without him, this wouldn't have been possible at all. And I just wanted to thank my parents, too. I want to thank them. It was a great experience just for them to be in it and be along with the ride, too. They got to go up to Cape Cod and see how it was up there. So just being along with all of that, it just shows you how talented other people are around the country. It's just a good, fun experience, I guess you could say.
How different was it for you as you joined the program? There were a lot of folks that wanted to see what you could do. But you could point to veterans that were on this Tennessee roster that folks would probably address first when it came to their game plan against the Tennessee lineup. And then getting ready for year two when you were the top returning player for the Big Orange. How different was it, the pitches you saw your first year at Tennessee versus what they dealt you this second year when you had all the attention on you?
To be honest, I would say it wasn't even about the pitching, to be honest. The pitches were the same. I just felt like my approach when I had went into my first year, I felt like I didn't have as much on my back just because it was my first year there. I didn't really have that much pressure. But going to the second year with all the preseason accolades, I just expected myself to do too much. So, I would get the same pitches, just wouldn't do what I needed to do on them. And then later on in the year, as you can see, I started to heat up, so I just kind of calmed down throughout the season and got back to my same approach from my sophomore year.
Yeah, the swing looked, it was right on time and on target when unfortunately you guys had to get off the team bus that was headed to Columbia, South Carolina. But you'd really found that swing, hadn't you?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Garrett, I know it had to be a frustrating start for the fact that Tennessee wanted to be, Coach Anderson, Coach Vitello wanted to make sure that there wasn't anything that was pushing you onto the mound, but all the hard work you did physically, and we just lost Garrett again. We're trying to, perhaps we need to get a better string for that particular can.
I think Alaric's messing with his line so he gets more airtime.
The fact, Alaric, that you haven't been able to work out as you would have been during the season, you miss out on the entire SEC campaign, which could have been 30-plus games when you include going to Hoover. What have you done to stay fresh and ready for the draft that's coming up next week?
So the first week I moved back home, I actually made a batting cage in my backyard. So I have a batting cage in my backyard, and I've just been trying to do home workouts. There's not really a lot of gyms that are open. I just got a Lifetime membership, so I'm about to start going there. Hopefully I'll see Coach V's membership in the next couple of days on Twitter. But, I've just been trying to do home workouts and just trying to stay after it, stay in shape and stay healthy.
Alaric, let's assume that you do get drafted, which you should. Is the future uncertain because we don't know what's going on with Major League Baseball? It doesn't look like there are going to be many minor league teams out there. Is the path unclear for you after you do, assumingly you do get drafted?
For right now, yes, the path is unassumed just because I'm only focused on one thing right now, and that is getting drafted. So I'm just trying to take it one day at a time and just go from there.
Garrett, you back with us?
Yes, sir.
All
yes,
right.
Sir.
Yeah, we figured Alaric was messing with your line there. But if you would just talk about how special you think this season could have been with your return and the return of a couple of the pitchers.
Yeah, man, I really feel like the goals that we had set for ourselves, I mean, like I said earlier, going to Omaha and going there to win, I feel like was a goal that we all aspired to achieve, and we felt like we were going to be able to achieve. And that's just pretty much how I feel about it. I mean, just not being able to play it all out and really not get to know. I mean, having something unknown, I feel like, is the worst pain that you could really have to deal with.
Garrett, talk a little bit about your recruitment out of high school and then when you felt like you really developed as a pitcher.
For sure. So in high school, I just wasn't very good, to be honest. I was a late bloomer. Didn't really get recruited very much until after I graduated my senior year. And there were a few teams on me, Tennessee being the main one, and followed with Texas and Tulane. But, I mean, the way that Coach Vitello recruited me made it pretty hard to say no, and I'm thanking God that I didn't say no at this point.
Garrett, after you arrived, the work begins in developing, and it was really something to see the video with you hitting triple digits. Was that – how many times have you done that? Was that the first time you've hit 100 miles an hour or just the first time we saw it on film?
Just the first time you've seen it on film. It was the first time I've done it in a bullpen, which was pretty cool to me. That was kind of the only reason I wanted to post it to Twitter, just because I was proud of myself. But I've hit it one other time. Other than that, it was in a fall scrimmage.
What is it like to see the gains that you've been able to make on the mound since coming to college?
Could you say that again? What was that?
What has it been like to be able to add, develop, and grow as a pitcher the way you have, working with Coach Anderson and Vitello since you arrived at Tennessee?
Man, it's been awesome. I mean, the pitcher that I am now, if you would have showed me a video of myself but 3 years in the past, I mean, I would not have believed it. To be honest, I felt like the development that I encountered under Coach Anderson and Coach Vitello is something that I would not have been able to develop anywhere else. But, yeah.
Alaric, what were the biggest transitions that you had to make? What was the biggest challenge for you as you went from the junior college ranks and a very, very good program to join Tennessee in the SEC?
To be honest, I would say my biggest adjustment would have been just everything in the schedule, because back at San Jack, we had lifts, but, like, they were never scheduled lifts. So, like, it was most of the time you just go and lift whenever you wanted to. So, just getting into the four-day lift a week during the fall and just being on time and doing everything with everybody else, that was a big adjustment I had to make my sophomore year. And, I mean, from there on, it had been good.
Our guests are Alaric Solari and Garrett Crochet, two members of the Tennessee Volunteer Baseball Program that are looking forward to the draft next week. And, Alaric, what has it been just to watch all of the changes that have gone and been put in place in regards to how the draft has been done every year that you've known it to this upcoming week, where, goodness gracious, it's five rounds and that's it?
To be honest, it's been a huge switch up, just because I've been drafted one time. It was out of San Jack, and it was a whole different process, just because I was a prospect then, but I wasn't as high of a prospect as I am now. So just being the calls come in every day, and the Zoom calls and all the meetings and stuff, it's actually pretty cool and something that's a great experience. So it's definitely a different feel. And from the round standpoint, I feel like it's just big, just because it's not a lot of players that are going to get drafted, and then you're going to get organizations that drop some of their players. So, I mean, it's definitely been a huge switch up just from the past couple years. And, I mean, to be honest, in my honest opinion, I don't agree with the teams dropping players, but, I mean, it is what it is.
Garrett, what, from your perspective, has it been like just to see how the process has changed from the start of this season to now? And what are your thoughts about next week?
My main thoughts about the draft at this point are just it being only five rounds. You know, I know a lot of good players are going to get snubbed, and I really hope that they kind of take that and use it to help them drive them in the rest of their career and even for the rest of their life. You know, I mean, getting passed up on because the draft has kind of been shortened up. I feel like it cut you pretty deep, and I feel like that's something that you could definitely use to motivate you the rest of the way as far as those guys go. But, I mean, with it being only five rounds, I feel like there's a lot of pressure on the players, but not really so much since we can't actually play right now. But just really excited to see how it all folds out.
Alaric, you went junior college, and I wonder, do you think that you also might have been a little bit of a late bloomer?
To be honest, yes, I do think I was a late bloomer just because I felt like I did put up the good numbers when I was there, but I also had to do things on and off the field that I needed to take care of to get to the level I am now. So I do feel like it was a great experience there, and it did help me get to where I needed to be.
And, Garrett, I wanted to ask you why you felt like you were a late bloomer. Was it mechanics? Did you grow physically and get bigger? What led to you being a late bloomer?
It was kind of a culmination of all of that. My junior year, I believe, I went in about 5'9", 5'10", and came out 6'3", and was throwing baseballs and looking like a baby deer, just came out the womb. So there really wasn't much coordination there. So mechanically, I had a lot that I had to kind of figure out for myself and kind of had to feel through. And but once I hit that growth spurt too, my velocity didn't jump as my height did. So it kind of took me a while to figure out the timing of my arm and just, like I said, kind of figure out the whole mechanics of it.
And then, of course, you also went through what was the incredible experience last year where you you take a line drive, and it was amazing to just see the turnaround and the way you bounce back, not just to get back on the mound, but to also come through for Tennessee as you did as the Vols made their return to the NCAA tournament. What was it like to go through that, and what did that do to spur on all the hard work that you've done to make yourself as big and strong as you can be and be as effective as you can be on the mound?
So going through the broken jaw, I mean, I feel like it was more of a mental battle every day than it was physical. Even when I was able to throw in the regional, I felt like I was fine physically, but I kind of still was battling the demons that I had after going through surgery. I mean, not really being able to recognize myself in the mirror and just kind of happened to just be comfortable with myself is really difficult, but I was kind of able to get rid of that and kind of just put that to the side once I was able to get back out on the field, and just really glad that I was able to help the team out that weekend, and I really wish that I could have helped a little bit more, though, and maybe got us to the next step, and I kind of blame myself for not catching that ball as the reason that we didn't go to the Supers, but, I mean, it all kind of played out the way that it did, but it was just a good experience.
Two guys that that I really appreciate all that they do and especially mean to not just the Tennessee baseball program but to Tennessee baseball players. What has it meant to you, Garrett, to have Quentin Eberhardt and Jeff Wood available to lend a helping hand, help train you, and help you recover?
Oh, man, it's awesome. Woody actually used to kind of hate me, and so did Q, but we're all good buddies now that I've kind of matured through the process. And I mean, it's been awesome. Woody was a great big help, and when I had the injury with my shoulder starting off the season, with all the manual stretching that he would do and just really helping everybody on the team out with that stuff on a daily basis. I mean, the guy works just as hard as anybody in the country when it comes to that sort of stuff, and he really just gives his heart for the team. And Quentin Eberhardt does the same. I mean, as far as compiling our lifting schedules and our lifting routines of that sort. I mean, he's really always on his P's and Q's and just never really messing around and always kind of knows where you should be and what you should be doing and is good with kind of seeing your movement patterns as well and kind of helping you just develop from that.
Alaric, same question. What has it meant to you to know that that Woody and Q have your back?
To be honest, it's a great feeling just because Q – he's one of those guys I can go talk to about anything just because of his past. He's had a lot of stuff that's similar to my past. So I could go talk to him and get advice from him just knowing that he'll guide me in the right direction. And then with Coach Woody, he's just one of those guys you can go talk to too. He's really funny to talk to. He's always going to be there for you to help you out with anything you need recovery-wise, whether you need to be stretched out, anything like that. So having them two guys is a big help in the program. And like Garrett said, they're just as important as any other player in the program.
And Alaric, how will you watch the draft, and who will you watch it with?
I'll be at a hotel. It'll be me, my parents, and a couple of friends.
Garrett, how will you watch the draft?
I'll have a few of my teammates and a buddy of mine from back home and my parents and some of the coaching staff, I think, might take part as well. And we're just going to watch it up here in Knoxville and just excited to see how the plan folds out.
I do have this side question for you, Garrett. Since they had the airing of The Last Dance, has Andrew Schultz been wearing that Rodman jersey day in, day out?
I kid you not, he's wearing the Rodman jersey as we speak.
Well, we say thank you to VFL Andrew Schultz for his phone. But, hey, Garrett, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck in the build-up to the draft. Good luck. And man, it has been great watching you wear the orange and white. Thank you so much for your time.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me today, and thank you for everything.
All right, sure do appreciate that. Alaric, same to you. It's been great to have you be a Tennessee Vol these last 2 years. It's been something to watch how well you've represented the University of Tennessee and what it's meant to you to be a Vol. So best of luck in the draft. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
All right, sure do appreciate it. Left-handed pitcher Garrett Crochet, outfielder, infielder Alaric Solari, joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.